Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I am podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
He's not a pyromaniac. He's a volunteer fire starter.
On this day in fictional history, in 1982, an alien ship stops above Johannesburg, South Africa. That was from District 9. 1996, the Catholic religion's new multi-million dollar advertising blitz is launched, dubbing Catholicism, wow, from Dogma. 1999, Jason Bourne is inducted into the CIA from the Bourne Ultimatum. 2001, a new Wild Stallions album hits number one from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And we also learned that Wild Stallions are to play Wembley Stadium. 2009, The Pulse. The deployment of an EMP weapon destroys a significant amount of the computer-based infrastructure in the U.S., in turn leading to economic and social breakdown across the country. That took place in Dark Angel. And 2022, scientists from the Health Division identified the genetic chain of events for 98% of cancers, using genetically altered cells as well as elements found beyond Earth, from Prometheus. Birthdays. 1975, Leslie Vernon, a serial killer hopeful and documentary star. From Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Claire and Tripp turn to each other. So cue the Waka Cha music. Will and Paul debate whether Will should seek a cure for his amnesia. I mean, I kind of want to know things. Yeah. But I kind of like you being a mysterious person that I know everything about when you don't know anything at all, so that way you don't remember that I leave my socks on the floor. Marlena tries to determine if Ben is telling the truth. So they're off to see Maury. Chloe blows Teresa out of the water. Sank her battleship. Next, they play Twister. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you! Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imagine-Mate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent. While the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe. Study. Protect.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. Throughout this week, visitors to South Florida beaches have witnessed incredible shark sightings. There were 1,000 sharks in a school offshore here, said one visitor. Another visitor recounted, they were coming right up. You could get knee deep in water and they were coming in that close. Biologists claim that the increase in shark sightings is all part of an annual summer migration. As southern waters warm up, the sharks move north in search of warmer waters. They have also assured the public that the presence of the sharks should be of little to no concern for beachgoers. The sharks are generally not interested in you while you're in the water, stated Dr. Brian Franks. However, the seemingly sound advice from the doctor has done little to calm the nerves of many beachgoers. In addition to the mass amounts of sharks that have been spotted, it has also been noted that the sharks are swimming in synchronization, much like Fu Yangdong's goldfish. Aerial footage has shown that the sharks are being positioned into geometric shapes and symbols similar in fashion to the crop circles that are known to be created by alien beings. This strange synchronization was immediately brought to the attention of the UN Panel on Extraterrestrials, and a full-on investigation has begun.
This shark activity is of grave concern for the people of planet Earth. First, the aliens implemented death on our animals, and now mind control, Chief. This is clearly a sign that the aliens are learning more about how to control and manipulate the various genomes, explained Cindy Townsend, who serves on the UN panel. Aliens' ability to control savage beasts, chief, like sharks, is just another weapon that they will employ in their planned attacks.
The UN panel on extraterrestrials has attempted to issue warnings to beach bums, but their message has been intercepted by government agents who continually deny that an alien invasion is underway. This may have something to do with the flying shark that we mentioned a few days ago. We reached out to Dr. Sam Leroy Jackson, but he seems to be out of office for the foreseeable future. We've just learned the real reason why Kim Jong-un has pulled out of the upcoming Korean peace talks. A classified dossier was released to the press showing that his father, Kim Jong-il, was assassinated by noted American clandestine operator Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris has quite a career since leaving the big screen. He has ties to the killing of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi, though the Department of Defense refuses to acknowledge his assistance. In a special broadcast from the North Korean capital, state media said Kim died of a heart ailment on a train due to a great mental and physical strain on December 17, 2011, during a high-intensity field inspection. But Weekly World News learned from sources inside North Korea that an autopsy done on December 18th fully confirmed that Kim Jong-il died from a single punch to the heart. Authorities found a handprint centered above his chest when he was in his room. And of course, there was one single fingerprint from where the thumb had curled around the fingers, a North Korean source told Weekly World News. Kim is believed to have suffered a stroke in 2008, but had appeared relatively vigorous in photos and videos from recent trips to China and Russia, and in numerous trips around the country carefully documented by state media. The communist country's dear leader reputed to have had a taste in cigars, cognac, and gourmet cuisine, and also believed to have had diabetes and heart disease. Adding to the mystery behind his death, he was always accompanied with the best doctors in North Korea and was taking medication to deal with both his diabetes and heart disease, so there was no reason why he should pass away so suddenly. President Trump had no comment on the newly released information surrounding Kim Jong-il's death, but was willing to condemn or condone it depending on which side sounded cooler. However, sources inside the White House told Weekly World News that Norris was on a black ops mission working with Navy SEALs. Then President Obama wanted to get Kim Jong before the end of 2011. He wanted to complete the evil dictator trifecta, the source said. President Obama wanted to rid the world of evil, and now he has done so with the help of Chuck Norris. He was gone before anyone even knew he was there, said a source close to the Black Ops mission. Nobody could have done what Chuck Norris did. He's an American hero. On the way out of the compound, Norris was confronted by 10 North Korean guards. Norris repeatedly used all of his martial arts techniques and his Uzi to wipe out the guards. He then ran to the top of the building and grabbed hold of a ladder attached to a rescue helicopter. It was a precision operation and Norris executed the plan perfectly, said Lieutenant James Curran, commander on the mission. As a reward to the hardworking support operators that accompanied Norris on the mission, he gave them all signed Total Gym equipment. Due to an unrelenting drought in Texas, a reservoir lake has almost entirely dried up, leaving thousands of dead fish behind. As of last week, the bacteria had turned the stagnant dregs of the lake red. Many in Texas believe that this blood lake signifies the end of the world. Is it the end times? No. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you drop a review on ye olde iTunes. We would appreciate that. It makes us feel nice about ourselves. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. We've got cartoons galore. Hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at 510-GRD-CREW. We'll see you next time we do.
Hi! Come on, man. Dude! Oh my god, this place is amazing!
Right? Yeah.
All right, and the sunblock tree?
Nice, guys.
They're really good. They're really good. Yeah. Thing is, I didn't make you one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Charlie, you're drinking sunblock.
Wow, it's good. It gets you all.
Yeah, you're ingesting viscous chemicals, and they're getting you hot. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.